How are you feeling? Yes, you had a big day, I know. Everything's fine. I will take care of you tonight so you can relax and rest. I brought a very comfortable blanket. Let me put it on you. Here we go. On this side. It is very warm and soft. On this side. There. Now I thought I could brush your hair and maybe massage your scalp a little bit, so you can really start to unwind. Would you like it? Of course. Let me choose the softest brush then. This one is perfect. Let me start on this side. Side. Let me brush the back a bit. When I was a little girl, my sister and I used to brush each other's hair before we go to bed. And it was so relaxing. How are you feeling? Better? Good. Now, if you'd like, I can massage your scalp a bit. Good. Let me start here. On the other side. And now? Maybe the back of your head and the neck. At the end of the day, there is often some stiffness in the neck area, and massaging it is a really good way to release the tension. I can see you're sleepy now, so I'm going to let you rest and have sweet dreams. I'm staying by your side if you need anything, more tea, more biscuits, you just let me know. Alright? Good. Sleep well. And now the makeup. First, I'm going to apply a bit of rouge on your cheeks to give that fresh look, just like you got back from a walk in the meadows. The recipe is my own. How do you like it? Isn't that pretty? Here we go. On your first cheek. That's wonderful. And you're someone. Just beat. Now the rice butter. On your nose. Your forehead. On your cheeks, so it will help the blush to stay in place. And let's not forget into the hairline. Now I will just apply a bit of rouge on your lips as well. Gently and lightly. There. It is a perfect match for your cheeks. Of course. Good. Yes, that's good. Very good. And now let's take care of your eyes. First, I will apply a bit of castor oil on your eyelids to attract light to the eyes area. And then just a line of kohl along the eyelashes. But not that much. Remember, we want to keep our look as fresh and as natural as possible. Alright. So, let's start with the castor oil. Can you close your eyes a bit for me, please? Here we go. And the other one. Mm-hmm. That's good. And now the core. I ran out of coal. It's all right. I still have time to make some. One moment. And here we go. Can you please close your eyes just a little bit for me? That's good. Yeah, so the first eye. Carefully along the eyelashes. That's good. And the other eye. You can open your eyes. Looks good. Just let me remove this at the corner. And that's good. Maybe we could make your eyebrows a bit darker as well. Yes, one moment. Looks good. Now, please hold still. The first one. Yes, it's beautiful. And the other one. Slightly smoky and a bit darker. That's perfect. Good. You look beautiful. See your eyes first. Look up. Look down. Right. Let me see your tongue. Open your mouth. Did you get any skin reaction during the last few hours? Let's have a look. In your neck. Now the skin is perfect. Does your head hurt? Do you have any weird sensation in the chest area? Let's check your heart rate. Give me your wrist. On the other side. Give me your right wrist. Your pulse is irregular and weak. Way too weak. I may have an idea, but I must look up in my book. Are you alright? The blanket has slipped a bit to one side. Let me tuck you back in. Just look right at my nose, please. Too much light. Right. Very good. Keep looking at my nose, please. Right, now you're going to look at the nib of the pen, please, and you keep focusing on it, alright? Alright, so now you're going to focus on it. And now look at a point behind my shoulder, somewhere on the wall. Yes. At the nib again. And back to the wall. Wonderful. You're doing great. Now I'm going to check your visual field. It's a very important point since you'll be in the sky most of the time. You must have a very clear vision of what's around you. So you're going to look at my nose again and try not to look at my hands. And you're going to tell me how many fingers I hold up on each side. Alright? Let's start. Good. And on this side. Good. Everything looks fine. And now I'm going to make a deeper exam of your retinas. And for that, I will need your pupils to be dilated so I can clearly see through. So I'm going to use specific drops that I will put in your eyes, and this shouldn't be painful at all. All right? So please hold still, and 1, 2, 3, the other 1, 2, 3, wonderful, now please blink, good. Now while the drops are doing their work, let me dim the light just a little bit. This will help your pupils to dilate even more. Looks good. Now, please. Hold still while I'm having a close look at your retinas. Everything looks normal here. Fine. Good. Perfect. edges may sting a little bit. Let's start on your cheek. And then in the back. Finally, maybe on this finger. Seems good to me. Now just let me wrap some bandages. So, Robin told you, you meet our merry fellows. Great. Yes, they will give you some food. And if you meet Friar Tuck, well, no doubt you'll get more than just food. Okay, next one here. Promise me that you won't be too merry. I know they can get carried away into the night. And I don't want to see you back here because your head hurts. And you need to think clearly if you want to meet Wilma Scarlet. She's not fond of reckless people. Thank you.
wish I had the same. You must feel much more comfortable now. I beg your pardon, but your scalp looks a bit dry. It's not so bad, but maybe I could have a closer look. I managed to get a very good oil from an apothecary, and I could use it if you don't mind. You will feel the difference, I promise. Especially on the top of the head. A few drops should be enough. let's brush your hair again. Looks perfect.